We again hear from the book of Acts, a few of the verses from our reading this morning. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the name of Jesus. We are living in a world that we know is suffering. Seems chaotic more than ever even now to us. It's evident everywhere we look, social media, the news, everywhere we get our information. All the happenings and things in our life, in our world, are hard. Looking at everything in our life of sinful flesh, things look bad, and it is bad. Things seem hopeless in our sinful flesh. And we're looking for answers anywhere and everywhere we can. So we listen to people predict this or that, and we aren't really sure what to do, who to trust. What's God's will for us in a time like this? A time where no one can really see what's going on, what might or might not happen globally, locally, to our families, to our friends, to those whom the Lord has placed in our path. Those who are our neighbors. What do we speak to those who are suffering? Those mistreated. Those persecuted for numerous reasons. Those different from us. Those just like us. Those who've lost jobs, suffered illness, and deal with deep depression and even death. In the midst of all the destruction, the chaos of sin, death, and the devil at work in our world, our Lord speaks. He gives. He gives the Holy Spirit. Even in the darkest nights, our Lord's light, the light of His gospel, shines for us this Sunday on Pentecost. As we've heard from our Lord's word this morning, the Holy Spirit has been sent to us and for us from the Father and the Son, and He's poured out for all. Poured out to us and even through us. The Holy Spirit is sent, we're told in the book of Acts, in Peter's sermon, for the young, for the old, for the rich, for the poor, for every nation and every peoples, to give His gifts of life and salvation, cleansing for all. To bring the victory of Good Friday and the joy of Easter to all who have ears to hear. Acts 2:17-18. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Twice we hear that all those to whom the Spirit has been given will prophesy. So what is it we ask that we're told to do, and what will we do? What does it mean to prophesy? Will we mysteriously somehow predict the future? Will we be able to reveal personal secrets to help people figure out answers of where they're supposed to work, live, go to school, etc.? Is this what Peter's preaching from the prophet Joel on this first Pentecost sermon? What is he talking about? Young, old, sons and daughters doing exactly? Well, to prophesy is to speak our Lord's word of sins forgiven. The word of Jesus from the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To prophesy is to speak about Christ's victory over sin, death, and the devil for you. It's to speak his word of absolution, that in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, all sins are forgiven in the name by which all men are saved. The name into which we're baptized, the name above all names, and the only name under heaven by which all men are saved. As Peter continues in his sermon, he says, "And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So when we hear prophesying, think gospel. Think forgiving sin. Sin that's been removed and was carried by the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world to the cross, where our sinful flesh is put to death, so that the life we live by faith in the Son who gave himself, who delivered himself for us all. Prophesying is his word of peace in the midst of all fear. His peace to troubled hearts. His care for the sick and even the dying. His word makes alive those who are dead in trespasses and sin. Paul writes to the Ephesians, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." For the Christian gives, loves, and serves only from that which he or she has received. We give out of the abundance already given to us. We don't give our words. We don't give false promises or predictions and wrongly speak on behalf of God. We don't speak where he hasn't spoken, which would only add more condemnation, confusion, and shame to others. But we rather gladly speak the truth of his forgiveness to our neighbor, to one another. We speak Christ and him crucified for the sinner. We gladly hand out his word of forgiveness to our spouse, to our children, to our brothers and sisters, to our co-workers, to our neighbors near and far. For the Spirit has come, gathered us to the name, to the one who gives us his gifts gladly and generously, abundantly. He pours out all that is ours in Christ, all the gifts received by faith, to the praise of his glorious grace. So even this Sunday morning, you're here because you've been gathered. You've been assembled, called by the Holy Spirit to the name of the one who makes all things new, the one who gives life and life abundant. You've been gathered to receive the gifts of the Lord of life, who feeds you his true body and blood for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. You've been gathered to the name of the one who's washed you with water and the word. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed your transgressions from you. For you are forgiven, you're clean, on account of his great work of salvation to you and for you. In the name of Jesus.